1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
It is Monday, friends. You guys are rocking the gauge again, and we just want to tell you thank you, Genesis Communication Network. Catching up. After a year and a half, 2 years on GCN, we're not doing too bad for someone that's been there for 13 years. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show, friends. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can follow us on our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio as well, friends. You can also go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean on personal and on fan page. Check them out. Like them both if you would. Appreciate it. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. I see that you've slowly been, well, actually conjuring the courage up, my friends, to actually get out there and do something. Remember, silence is what is destroying this country, so get busy. Start a website, a Facebook page. Start a Twitter account. Whatever the case is, stay busy, friends. What you're going to find is the majority of the American people are saying the same thing. We need to come together because we, the people, can do this when we come together, one nation under God. That is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And before we proceed with the show, of course, we've got to highlight a few things. But our product of the week that we're going to be talking about this week is our best seller. You got that right. Our bestseller. It is our My War DVD and comic package. Now, the package includes the 5-part My War documentary DVD series, which is outstanding. It actually takes you into the public schools that we've been into since 1998. And it kind of shows you what's going on in public schools from an insider perspective. Obviously, parents are parents. If you've got your kids in public school, you're not with them to see what's going on, the type of indoctrination that's happening. It's unbelievable. You'll see cases of us getting kicked out of schools for teaching the Constitution.
People like that one.
Morals and values. Yeah, police actually escort us out of town. They got dogs there, too, and everything. It's quite interesting when you live a life.
It's a hazard all over again.
Yeah, it's quite interesting when you live a life of truth that you promote morals and values and absolutes in our Constitution, what this country was founded upon.
Well, Scripture tells us that when you depart from evil, you become a prey, Isaiah 59.
That's exactly right. So we're going back to our foundations. But, of course, you know, today in society, you see a lot of judgment turned backwards. So it's amazing what happens when you stand for the truth. So you've got that 5-part documentary DVD series, as well as Bradley's comic book. Now, he was just on a show out in California a couple weeks ago, and it was Dr. Gina Loudon's show, and she was just saying, you know, I read it to my boys, and my boys love it, and they read it on their own. And this is the kind of thing that comics are not just for kids. A lot of adults like comics, and this is, it's 130 pages. It's illustrated by former DC Comics artist Danny Bulinani, yep. And it tells the story of Bradley Dean, his life story. So kind of, if you hear this guy day in and day out in the Sons of Liberty, you wonder, what was his past? How did he grow up? How did this ministry even come about? You want to go ahead and get this package. Now, I want to tell you something. It's both the DVD series and it's also the comic book. But I like to say when I talk with people, you know, look at the referrals, check out the referrals. That way you can take their word for it and not our word for it. Jackie said this about the DVD series. She said, sat down to watch the first video, ended up watching all five straight through. And we're talking, this is like 7 hours. This is like 5 to 7 hours.
She watched the whole thing?
The whole straight
wow.
through, she said. She said, gripping and jaw-dropping would describe my reaction. Want my adult kids to see this as well. Good work, strong, and uncompromised truth. So if you want to go ahead and take Jackie's word for it, and not ours, she watched all five straight through, which takes some doing. But you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. It's under package and deal sales, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Oh. It's a $75 donation for the package, but monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off, equaling $57, which is outstanding. Now, you know, you pointed out that today is Monday. Mondays are not typically people's favorite days. You know, you're just getting off the weekend. You got to go back to work. Got to get up, really. Got to get back in the swing. So I thought Monday would be a perfect time to do a Gold Nugget Monday. Who loves better Gold Nugget than myself? These quotes are outstanding, okay. I have to say. All right, Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this: sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless
men. Is that what that militia was for?
Oh, that is so good.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. Now, John Calvin, two more. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. If you look at the book Pilgrim's Progress, his whole life was filled with that. We weren't promised an easy road.
Stuff. That's John Calvin.
Yes.
No, you're thinking of John Bunyan.
I'm talking about Pilgrim's Progress. John Calvin is the quote. I'm talking about relating that to Pilgrim's Progress.
Oh, John Bunyan's book.
How it was a difficult road for him.
Yep.
He had lots of very many
trials
various kinds
and
of evils and so on and so forth on his road. God never promised that we would have an easy road, but he did promise not to lose our
forsaken. No, he said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and there are few be there that find it.
That's
right. Yes.
And John Calvin, who actually said that quote, Mary Queen of Scots, reportedly said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe.
Okay, so we got John Calvin, then we got John Bunyan, now we got John Knox.
That's right.
Okay.
And we got lots of Johns in there. But anyway, it's good for a Monday morning to kick you off, get a good kickstart of good gold nuggets of truth.
Well, that's
as
what
you
we're here for, is
into
salt,
your week.
To preserve putrefaction, right?
That's exactly
we stop
right.
it. What about William Shakespeare?
Oh, I had him highlighted,
yeah, check
too.
It out. I think this is cool, too. People are going to say, oh, awesome, I get to meet him, too.
Yeah, go ahead and read that
on the other
one.
Side. He said William Shakespeare did in 1564 to 1616. That was the duration of his life. He said, I commend my soul into the hands of God, my Creator, hoping and assuredly believing through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior, from sin, Matthew 1:21, to be made partaker of life everlasting.
That's awesome. You know, I had that one pulled up. We're so connected. I'm glad you pulled that one up.
I don't know about
that. I lost it on my computer screen. But you know, that's
somehow
so interesting because you never think. Are you laughing at me?
A little bit.
Oh, well, I just don't appreciate that on this Monday morning.
Well, you know what? It is Monday. That's why I'm laughing.
All right.
Because if I don't, I'm going to cry.
All right. Well, that's good. But it's interesting. William Shakespeare, you never think of him to be a Christian man. But obviously, that was a man who had to have a union with Christ to have such knowledge.
Hey, folks, got another email. I think it would be important for you guys to go ahead and take a listen just to show you as to what you're up against and what is being promoted through this administration. Plus, we're going to talk about those people that talk about the rapture really quick. I'm going to jack some people up here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, after the half hour mark, what I'm going to do is I just got an email from a guy from South Africa. Loves the radio show until I started to talk about the rapture. You know those people that want to be raptured from responsibility? Listen to the intolerance there.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes.
I know. Let's take a bunch of men. And let's take them through basic training, prepare them for war, get them trained for war, have the captain of their salvation lead them on, and then right before the battle, let's just cause them to disappear.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think so.
That's what they're expecting the Lord to do. I mean, if that was the case, now that we're thinking about it and we're talking about it, isn't it interesting that if the Lord was going to rapture us out before things got really bad, then why didn't he do that with the disciples? I mean, 11 of the 12 were actually martyred.
Huh, that's interesting.
You know, if that was the case, why didn't they pull Christ out before the battle took place?
That's a good
point. I guess today God is raising up an army only to take them out right before the battle. And here's another thing. We're called to be the light of the world, and I guess what the Lord is saying is, listen, let's just pull the plug on it and just let darkness be darkness.
And then we'll just take out all of our soldiers.
And all these irresponsible ones that want to be raptured from responsibility, maybe what they can do is they can hasten to meet the judge that's going to condemn them for their lack of works.
That's right. Then they don't have to actually fight or anything.
Because I heard they have another debate going on. You know, are we to show men our faith by our works the way Scripture commands? Is that common sense? Is that happening in the natural world? Of course. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. Got another email here, friends. Ready for this? Bradley Dean, you slimy, hateful, fanatical, bigoted, ignorant imbecile, narrow-minded, intolerant, and self-righteous sack of blank. This article, speaking of our last article, does not even rise to the level of blank. You ignorant little bigot blank.
Am I going to have to pull up like the dictionary of dirty words to be able to understand
this? No. This is serious stuff, okay? Evolution is a fact, said this individual. Creationism is nothing but ignorant superstition. He's denying his existence is what he's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching creationism to kids is, listen carefully, friends, because this isn't a joke, is child abuse. It destroys their minds and turns them into mindless evangelical Christian Jesus freaks. Gay marriage should be legal. Homosexuality is not an abomination. Anti-gay bigotry is an abomination. You are to gay people what Hitler was to the Jews and what the KKK is to the blacks. You are an abomination. We must have gun control to make America a safer place. You are too stupid to realize this. You are an idiot, a moron, an imbecile, a brainless, mindless creep. You have blank for brains. You have absolutely no wisdom, no common sense, no morals, no tolerance for anyone who is not of the same kind of ignorant and narrow-minded evangelical Christian you are. You don't want freedom in the USA. You want nothing but evangelical Christian theocracy. You want our government to persecute innocent people who have never harmed anyone merely because they happen to be gay. You stinking blank. You claim to be one that wants to save fetuses from abortion. Fetuses.
Mm-hmm. Babies.
Yeah, what are you, dude, right?
Yeah.
You have no love or tolerance of fetuses which grow up to be gay. You abomination. I don't give a rat's blank about Beyonce, Kate Perry, or Justin Bieber. None of these are evil people, but you are pure evil. To blank with you, all those who think like you. An American liberal, pro-choice, pro-gay rights, no gun control, pro-separation of church and state, anti-bigotry, pro-religious freedom for all non-Christians, atheists, and agnostics, opponents of theocracy, and proud of it.
Okay.
This is what we're dealing with out there, just so you understand.
First of all, a few just off the cuff, some comments. It's the first time I've heard this letter, too, as well. My first, well, I'll just kind of give you my comments. First of all, obviously, he's listening to the show. He is a listener of the Sons of Liberty because he's
and
talking
a reader
about,
of our columns.
Yeah, and he's talking about everything we were talking about last week. So, first of all, if you have such a problem with it, obviously, there's something still keeping you here, your attention, because otherwise you'd turn the dial to that little button, OFF, you know, that off button. So, obviously, he's listening to the Sons of Liberty, which we appreciate. Secondly, he was talking about evolution. I just have a quick question, and anyone who wants to call in and answer this may do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. My question is this. Can you give me some observable evidence of evolution? Observable, not something you have to have faith to believe. We're talking about observable evidence, okay?
Hey, here's the thing, though. You call me what you want to call me, but even to go to that debate, once you begin to debate, it means that you don't believe what you say because you're asking the question to those that believe in evolution.
Right.
So there's no debate.
There's no debate.
It's
actually
common sense.
There's no debate because there'll be no phone call because there is no observable evidence. There you go.
It's absolutely ridiculous in every sense of the word. That's why I don't go there.
Yeah. Now, the third thing I have is gun control. We have a lovely video on gun control talking about a lot of tyrannical leaders across.
Pol Pot.
Yes.
Joseph Stalin.
And it talks about what they did.
Adolf Hitler.
They rounded up and exterminated a lot, millions of people because of gun control. We've got a nice video on YouTube. You might want to check that out.
The state-run media loves these clowns.
Exactly.
Yes.
Gun control. Who do you want to round up and exterminate? It's not about guns. It's about control. And, of course, these tyrants actually admit themselves they could never have done what they did to these people, these mass murderers, unless they would have given up their guns. So you might want to think that through a little bit. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Sons of Liberty.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
I mean,
if you want to hate on someone, let it be us.
That's right.
Now you're starting to understand when Christ was hated for his love. You're understanding why David was hated for his love. Psalm 109, John 15, so on and so forth. Let's jump to the next topic. Just this last week, we got a Facebook post from South Africa, and he loved the radio show. And he said, I was listening to you all the way up until you said of the topic of rapture. And I said,
eschatology.
Yeah, eschatology. Mm-hmm. And basically what it comes down to is I said, those that talk of the rapture are only looking to be raptured from responsibility. It's common sense. And by the way, rapture is not in the Bible. And when we're talking about being changed from glory to glory, faith to faith, so on and so forth, or we're changed in an instance, let's keep in mind that that's the transforming power of the Holy Ghost in an instance. Now, if you're talking about where we're talking of the rapture, which again, it doesn't say in Scripture, but where you're beginning to bring forth Scripture in context but out of context, where Jesus started to basically paint the picture of what the end times are going to be like. Listen, everybody can tell you what the weather is. We're in a lot of trouble. But I can say this. It's a good thing that our forefathers, when the 56 signers stood their ground and took a leap of faith, as John Adams said, when they established our country by actually laying the foundation, the seedbed known as the Declaration of Independence, when everybody in the country was up in arms as to what should we do. For those that didn't know, it was less than 3% of the population that was used by God to establish this country, in which we have 238 years later. Now what we have is we have less than 1.7% of the population attempting to destroy this country, so we're seeing that America is now under a curse. But what's interesting about it is, who has taught those people to go ahead and be emboldened to continuously do what they do today? It's the professed church. It's these people that want to be raptured from responsibility that are actually saying, you know what, we want to get out of here, man. I know we're called to be the light of the world, but you know what, let's God, pull the plug, get us out of here. Hey, Lord, I know in Scripture, you know, that 11 of the 12 martyrs, they were all, you know, the apostles, they were all martyred. I just don't want to be a part of that club. Will you give us some sort of different badge? Will you, because of your grace, Lord, and because we're under a better dispensation of promises and covenant promises rather than the old, which is not true, He fulfilled it. Isn't it interesting that these people, they think that they got some special pass to get to heaven when it, in a sense, hits the fan? Now, that's not scriptural, friends. Nowhere. In other words, those that talk of the rapture are only looking to be raptured from responsibility. I mean, hey, you guys that want to be raptured from responsibility? Hey, babies in the number of 4,000 a day are being murdered in the womb, and God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and Scripture tells us, thou shalt not kill. You know, those laws that are supposed to be written in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which they are to some. Yeah, in Hebrews 10. Yeah, that doesn't apply to you guys, does it? No. Or what about this one in Proverbs 6? Go back to the Old Testament. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, but 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in the womb. And these we want to be raptured people, they want to hightail it out of here, out of their responsibilities. Instead of doing what God commanded them to do, they want to go ahead and do what they think the Word says, when in fact, friends, you cannot extract it from the Word anywhere. What a corruption in government. You desire them that someone else will fix the problems that you have tolerated for someone else's lot and to fall to their lot? In other words, listen, I'm not going to stand up to this. I'm just going to go ahead and let it fall to our children, because we're going to be raptured. There's no sense in doing anything. And friends, you think I'm crazy? Talk to some of these people. When they talk about the rapture, what is it that, oh, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing they want you to do about it, because they themselves don't want to do anything about it. That's so right. Therefore, they don't want you to do it, because if you do it, then you show them what they have left undone.
Yep.
And that's why they kill the prophets. That's why they crucified the Christ. And this is why they stay away from Scripture. And sad to their account, when you go to these end time meetings, friends, they are filled with thousands and thousands of people that don't read their own word. They're motivated by fear, not the fear of God, but the fear of the enemy. They are constantly magnifying the problem rather than bringing forth God in power through the word. Remember, it's a work of faith with power. See, they don't understand that. Hey, to say, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. For them to say, God, break forth upon my enemies as a dam breaketh forth, or let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Folks, that's Chinese to these people, because they don't understand what the word says. They don't overcome, they succumb. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Man, who could that possibly be? Could that be the older generation? Those, you know, those people that want to be raptured from responsibility? Hey, folks, now do you understand why the gospel in America, the false version of the gospel, is being preached on a daily basis in this country? Because you have to look at who's preaching it. And those that are preaching it, for the most part, friends, can't tell you scripturally to back up what they say as to how things are going to unfold here. We understand the times. We can see and gauge the weather. I get all that. But if things are so bad, don't you think you'd take responsibility and up the ante on making right what is so bad and what is so wrong? And instead of dealing with the corruption in government, these are the ones that are sitting at home on Sundays watching the football game, capping on the preacher. And they're going to be raptured from responsibility because they don't want to take the time to read the Bible to see what it actually says. You can't justify rapture. You can't. And if you can, my phone lines are wide open for you. I don't want to see your emails. I don't want to see your Facebook texts. I don't want to see your tweets. I want to hear, and so do my listeners, want to hear you justify your stance.
I got a great analogy to go along with that. You were just talking about the signs of the times. We see the signs of the times. We know the signs of the times. It's not difficult to see. But shouldn't that make you all the more responsible? It's like this. If you look at a house and say, whoa, that house is going to burn down. It looks, the wood's really dry. It's got all the signs that start to smolder. I know that flames are going to be popping up.
Nothing you can do about it, say they.
Yeah, yeah. You see this, and you know that that house is filled with people. So what do? Do you sit back and have meetings and analyze how that house is going to burn down? You study how the flames are kind of starting to come? Or do you get busy and say, listen, that house is going to burn down. We can see the signs clearly. We've got to rescue every single person that's inside that house. Let's get the job done. Hurry up. There's no time to waste. We have to be on the ball. That's what our founding forefathers did. Anybody, people in World War II could say, this is the end of the times. You mean you could, the signs of the times are right here. Or how about, you know, back with our founding forefathers? You have the tyrant, King George. This is definitely the end. Listen, if our founding forefathers thought it was the end and they didn't pick up the ball and fight for our liberty and freedom, where would we be here today? If there's people inside, you know that that destruction is coming. We know it'll come. We don't know when it'll come. What should we do? We should be busy seeking and saving that which is lost. That's our
duty.
You
mean like this in Jude 1:23, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to these people, though, Steph, because, I mean, when you look at the posterity, like, for example, what are the education system, these, you know, we're going to be raptured out of here, you know, raptured from responsibility. That must be the kids' responsibility, right? I say to you that attempt to add your unscriptural message. Just overlook scripture that states that wisdom is justified by your children and train up a child in the way that he or she will go. So when they are old, they will depart from them. So if you're raptured out of here, who's going to take care of your posterity?
Mm-hmm.
Common sense, friends. So why did not God rapture his disciples out of being martyred? I don't understand that. And if you're called to be the light of the world and you are set in a dark world, do you suppose that God will pull the plug on them that I sent, namely you, to lighten the way for them? In darkness? Because the only truth that some men have, friends, is the light that you bring to them. But again, the Lord must be looking to send others. And instead of these, you know, we're going to be raptured out of here pretty quick. Instead of praying, Lord, send me, you pray, Lord, send them and take me out of this mess so I don't have to at length be tolerated.
That's not
or
love.
Tolerate this anymore.
How
I need to get out of here. I don't know. You know, I say to you, Scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. But as it is written to those, we're going to be raptured out of here, guys and girls. Listen, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that hate him. And hating the Lord is disobeying the Lord, friends. And when we begin to look at Scripture, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. What does the Bible say? The wrath of God abideth upon the children of disobedience, and disobedient they are. Because Scripture tells us, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I didn't see anywhere Jesus say, hey, pray that the Lord will take you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Pray that the Lord will take you out of here. Pray that No. That was the whole purpose. You were sent to come into the world just like him who said, as he showed them the hands, the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet after his ascension, and he said to his disciples, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Oh, wait a second. There it comes.
Mm-hmm.
They're crossless. Wait a second. They don't love God enough to actually obey God
mm-hmm.
because they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. You know, Paul talked about being present with the Lord, that it was better to be with the Lord than in the flesh, but he said it was for your profit that he was in the flesh.
That's right.
I'm just trying to figure out, when Scripture comes to mind, why people get mad at me when I bring forth the Scripture and just use a little common sense. Because remember, friends, a child is the model of heaven.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking during the break, I mean, what spirit is it that divides like that in the first place? You know, you have somebody coming in saying, I love what you do, I love the heart behind it, but this one little piece of doctrine, this theology is going to divide the body. It's like, that's nowhere in
Scripture
either.
That's what truth does, my friend.
Right.
It divides.
I mean, First John, the Bible says, as we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Yep.
You know, we're coming together under the cross and under the blood of Christ to do what needs to be done, not to fight with each other about theology or to doctrine or whatever. Like you said, just preach the truth and let it divide naturally. Let the word come out, and it is a lion, it'll defend itself. You know,
Is it in the word? This is the question. Right. Just like politics. Do they have the constitutional authority to do that? That's it in the Constitution? Is it in the Word of God?
I can't find it.
Neither can I.
The word rapture is not there.
And see, they have so many people deceived into thinking that you go ahead and do what you want through their false grace, and don't worry about it because God's just going to take it. Oh, don't worry about the problems because there's nothing you can do. And the analogy that Stephanie gave, the house is on fire, but just let it burn. Whoever's inside, you know what? They're going to probably end up going to heaven anyway.
Right, or to start fighting the people who are trying to put out the fire and saying, you guys are doing something wrong, rather than actually joining into the fight in the first place.
They will, and they do, by the way.
Right, with all the church people. I grew up in the church, so it was constantly nitpicking this doctrine, nitpicking that theology, rather than going out there, and like the analogy you're using on Saturday, fishing, you know, actually going out to reach the people. Right. It's let's fight amongst ourselves to see who's right about this or who's right about that. It's like, no,
isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? It says in the book of Judges, I'm sorry, that when there's other gods within the gates, there'll be war. It's the same thing what happens when theologians that don't understand that God speaks to the heart, not the head, that divisions come and they create the divisions. And Paul had a problem with that in the book of Corinthians as well. He said, I wasn't crucified for you. Apollos wasn't crucified for you. Christ Jesus was crucified for you.
Can't find the word denominations either.
No, you can't. That's exactly right. Oh, it's my interpretation. Now, the Holy Spirit gives revelation, and instead of interpreting it, what we need to do is identify our giftings, but we're all still a part of the same body. Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all be of the same thing, you speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and here it is right here, and in the same judgment.
And if you look at the foundations of our country, I can't remember who said it, but talking about how there's no way that all these different views, all these different people could come together with one heart to bring our Constitution into being in the first place. I can't remember, you can probably remember the quote, but it's not going to happen again. So we got to stand on that Constitution because it is the heart, it is the walls that protect our freedom, not to divide, not to the two-party system. It's the same issue
in
the church.
Yeah, we have one Constitution. We have
right,
one.
Exactly.
There's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. It was Jesus that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You have to be careful with those that are dividing through the lie, not the truth, my friends. And there, again, lies the problem. Yeah. Therein is the problem. You're listening to what a pastor said or a theologian said or a priest said. What does the Word of God say? And when you go back to the Word of God, you're going to find out who's doing the dividing. And it's not through the truth, but it's through the lie. And they care more about you following them in their opinion than the Christ and His Word and what He has written.
Right. I mean, Christ doesn't want the goats to be goats, but He has to separate the sheep from the goats. I mean, He doesn't rejoice over the goats burning in hell, but I mean, the truth divides. Christ is the truth. He comes to divide, right?
Yeah.
But that's just how it works.
Well, let me ask you something, Chase. What do you think of a house burning down, and you have these people that say there's nothing we can do about it, because at length, this is exactly what they're doing. Just wait a second. And herein lies another point that people need to hear. When you go to these meetings, which I have never been to one, I've watched videos, it sickens me, friends. Listen, these are a bunch of 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s burnt hippies that are following this doctrine. You will find young people nowhere. And when you leave these meetings, you know what you want to do? You want to find a rope and go hang yourself at the closest tree. There's
guilty,
no hope at all.
Just as guilty as the one starting the fire. Absolutely.
They are. Yeah. They're partakers. Yes, they are. Great point.
Yeah, and we should be doing, I mean, if we know, like the analogy is that the building is coming down, it's on fire, then what should we be doing? We should be seeking and saving that which is lost. So people don't think that's a top priority. They got their own lives. They got their big football game. They got their basketball. They got whatever they got going on. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, if sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped about their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our exertions, and let not one go unwarned or unprayed for. We should be motivated to be doing all the more if we know
that. Now, does that line up with the mind of Christ in Scripture?
Absolutely.
That is written?
That's exactly right. And that's what we want to do is, where is it in the Bible? Where I heard this good analogy. If someone says, listen, I know John, and they describe John to you. You know John, okay? I say, I know this guy named John, and someone says, well, I know John too. And they describe all these facts about John, but all their facts are wrong. You would say, listen, that's not the same John. people can say all they want, well, I know Jesus. I know Jesus like this, this, and this. But if all your facts are wrong, they don't line up with Scripture, that's not the Christ of the Bible, then
Stephanie,
it's a different Jesus that
you
you're
see
talking
this all
about.
Over the country every time we go somewhere. Listen again carefully, my friends. We go to hotels. My little boy will go in, grab the Bible, and say, Dad, look at this one's unread, too.
Yep.
And so we make it a point to read a chapter, not a chapter, but a book out of the New Testament every time we go into a hotel. So we get this circuit going. So at length, we're going to see that, wait a second, we must have stayed here before. We
That's
read
right.
that portion of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the American people to read what the Word says rather than listen to what the preacher says.
And act upon it.
Exactly, in every sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't...
Yeah, but he's saying, I was naked and you didn't close
me. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Steph, what was your point?
Well, we were talking about dividing the sheep from the goats, and I looked up in Scripture where the Scripture talks about it. It's a chunk of Scripture verses, but it's Matthew 25, 31 through 46. It says, "When the Son of Man shall come in all his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them that is on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison."
Okay, wait. I keep hearing this reoccurring
doing.
Theme.
They're doing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're not
okay.
sitting back
doors
there.
Doors of the word not hearers
exactly
only deceiving
right.
themselves.
Those
Amen.
Are the sheep.
Yes.
When, and then, and this would could happen.
But maybe those that talk of rapture, maybe those people say, hey, we're busy too. Yeah, I know you're out there literally scaring the hell into people, not out of people.
That's right.
You're using the fear of man and the fear of consequence rather than motivating men through the fear of God.
And how foolish would that be? Let's say the fire department came, right? And this house was going to burn down. They knew it. And they were just sitting there talking about how it's going to burn down. They had meetings. They gathered other fire troops.
Yeah,
together.
Don't deal with the guy that started the fire.
Exactly. And don't go in and rescue by any means anybody that might be in the fire. Just sit there and talk about it. And that, of course, excuses you out of your responsibility, too.
Okay, so the second part of that
scripture.
Second
part of this was this. And then basically. Okay, so or when okay, so I'm sorry, I had to find my spot. So naked and ye clothed me, I was sick and ye visited me, I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave me drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw thee we sick in prison and came unto me? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink, do nothings. I was a stranger, ye took me not in, naked, ye clothed me not, sick and in prison, and he visited me not. Then shall I say unto him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee this or that? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not one unto the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Well, here, listen to what William Booth said, and then we'll take Rod out of Florida really quick here. William Booth said this. He said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, so we see what's missing. Christianity without Christ, so we can see what's missing. Forgiveness without repentance, we can see what's missing. Salvation without regeneration, we can see what's missing. Politics without God, is that out of the equation, friends? Mm-hmm. So you see what's missing, and a heaven without hell.
That's right.
Of course.
He
we got Rod
it.
Calling from Florida. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't think the question should be, does the Bible teach the rapture? I think the main question is, when does the rapture take place? Because God brought the people into the promised land, and that was the Old Testament rapture, because God wants to put his people into his heavenly promised land.
Okay.
And we see that in John 6:40, 44, and 54, where he said, I will raise them up at the last day. So the only question is, when is the last day?
Okay, but can I ask you something? Why are we standing around? I'm not a part of this equation, so I'm saying those that believe in the rapture, why are they standing around waiting for Christ to come back rather than to get busy for Christ who is coming back? Don't we want to give him his reward? Don't those that believe there's a rapture, don't they want to stand before God on Judgment Day and say, Lord, did I do everything that you've called me to do?
Yes.
Isn't that what we're looking to do here?
I can't speak for other people, but the question is, when did the rapture take place? I believe it took place in 70 A.D. when the walls of Jericho and the walls of Jerusalem came tumbling down. So I don't think there's any future rapture. I think it's already done. So the people that are looking for the rapture today are kind of wasting their time.
Okay.
As far as I can see, because in Revelation 12:10, they were raptured to heaven, and what did they declare with a loud voice? They said, "Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ." Now the question is, did that take place or not, or is salvation still in the future?
Well, let me ask you, what is salvation? Salvation is now, my friend, because we're crucified.
Salvation is seeing God face to face, like Jacob said in Genesis 32:30. He wanted to be face to face. That is salvation. When they said, "Now has come salvation," they were in the presence of God, and that's why they said, "Now has come salvation," because they came out of great tribulation in Revelation 7:14.
Yeah, but can I? Just hang on a second, though. Let me answer some of these objections here, at least that I have. When you look at the children of Israel when they came out, if you keep in mind, God brought them through the long way, not the short way. Why? Peradventure they should see war. When you go to Exodus 23, what do you see? You see the children of Israel being used to dispossess the enemies to possess in their place. So they weren't called out from the world. They were called to the world to deal with the enemy, because we see Jesus come in through Revelation. And he said this. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What's the church's purpose? To bring forth power, to bring salvation to men, which, by the way, Rod, is liberation from bondage. It's Jesus that makes men free, and they are free indeed. But see, the problem is most men don't understand real grace because they're not dead to sin, Ephesians 2. But they love to talk about grace, and they love to talk about, you know, how they're going to go up into heaven, and they're going to be raptured up with Christ, and they're going to be taken up into the heavens, and everything's going to be just great. Everybody wants the crown, my friend, but nobody wants the cross. And when we understand the cross, we also understand we're giving and bearing that cross, we're giving praise and glory back over to the Son, Jesus Christ, who deserves all praise and glory. That's real salvation to me. It's bringing Christ to the earth. He was brought in the flesh, and he desires to manifest himself to this world. And guess what? My friends, listeners, the world is dependent upon real Christianity because they don't want to see another preacher. They want to see Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And I got a good analogy for you, too. What came to my mind was the parable of the talents. You know, when the master, for the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he had received the 5 talents and went and traded with the same, made them 5 more talents, and likewise, the one that received 2 gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money, and he did nothing with it.
Of course
he just
not.
Buried his talents. And so after a long time, when the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them, then the one that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I gained 5 besides.
Oh, but hang on a second. Hey, you got a good point there, but, you know.
There's no buts.
There isn't?
No, there's
I think there's
no
enough buts in some of these meetings
exactly.
to fill a stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The point is.
I know that's what the word says, and I know that's a stumbling block to my theory. And let me tell you what, friends. Theory it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's my interpretation. Listen, the one that had the two talents came back and had more talents. But the one that had 1, well, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee rule over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast, that's right,
yeah.
where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Oh, it's the end time.
Because
I can't do anything about it.
Yes.
And lo, there, what you have is thine. The Lord answered and said to him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10 talents, because he's the one that did and reap back what I gave him to begin with in the first place. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Hey, the best way to show that a stick is crooked is not to argue about it or to spend time denouncing it, but to lay a straight stick alongside of it. And that's exactly what we're doing with the Word of God today.
That's right. That is the Word of God. And so when you look at it and you line up with Scripture, everyone can say, well, I believe this, and my interpretation is this, and I think this. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe.
But
it doesn't matter what we believe.
No.
It matters what the Word of God says.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the mentality, though, and the times, the signs of the times. John Adams was moved by the fear of God to establish our government, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was tired.
Thank God he did.
Tireless.
Where
my
we
gosh.
Be? Yeah.
That's all he was doing, was spending himself in the servitude towards man to give us what we have 238 years later. And the church is so backwards, upside down, on its head today, that they're actually teaching you to do nothing, and there's a rapture coming. Completely opposite motive, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a completely opposite spirit.
That's right.
We should be moved by the fear of the Lord, which is a filial fear, as a son to a father, as a daughter to a father. We should be here and pleasing to the Lord and honoring to his son, Jesus Christ. Not looking for an excuse to get out of here and go out and give a message that there's nothing we can do about it. How ridiculous, friends.
And if you love the Lord, you're going to do with what he gave you.
So let's not be raptured from responsibility. Let's keep the commandments of the Lord. Therefore, we show the Lord how much we love him and mankind, how much we love them. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.